Have American teenagers gone wild? Parents have worried for generations about changing moral values and risky behavior among young people, and the latest news seems particularly worrisome. It came from the National Center for Health Statistics, which reported this month that births to 15 to 19-year-olds had risen for the first time in more than a decade. The news is troubling, but it's also misleading. While some young people are clearly engaging in risky sexual behavior, a vast majority are not. The reality is that in many ways, today's teenagers are more conservative about sex than previous generations. Today, fewer than half of all high school students have had sex, 48% as of 2007, down from 54% in 1991. The latest rise in teenage pregnancy rates is cause for concern, but it very likely reflects changing patterns in contraceptive use rather than a major change in sexual behavior. The increasing teen pregnancy rate is not due to more kids having sex, but likely because more kids aren't using contraception. Health researchers say parents who fret about teenage sex often fail to focus on the important lessons they can learn from the kids who aren't having sex. Teenagers with more parental supervision, who come from two-parent households, and who are doing well in school, are more likely to delay sex until their late teens or beyond. There may be the public perception that things are getting worse, and that kids are having sex younger and are much wilder than they ever were. But when you look at the hard data, that's not the case.